The state Senate will vote on several election-related bills Tuesday, and they have kicked up discord. WUWM News intern Ariel Vaccaro reports on one of the plans. It would set uniform hours for absentee voting. The bill could mean longer hours for some communities and fewer for others, including Milwaukee.
Absentee voting has become more popular here, especially since 2008. Thousands of voters have visited Milwaukee's municipal building in the weeks before Election Day to cast their ballots early. A few told us they didn't want to wait in long lines on Election Day or find themselves unable to make it. In addition, some groups drove citizens to the polls to vote absentee, and the City Election Commission expanded its hours to accommodate all the interest, including on weekends. Senator Glenn Grothman now wants the state to set the hours.
I think what this will do is establish some uniformity and make it about the same situation all over the state insofar as we can.
Under Grothman's bill, Wisconsin would allow absentee voting for 45 hours per week during the 2 weeks before elections. The hours must be on weekdays and between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. The senator says Milwaukee and Madison might have to scale back what they've been doing, while some small communities won't be able to staff all those hours.
Maybe they will do the 7:30 to 6 o'clock thing, but at least we won't do something so outrageous where in one area, you know, you have it anytime, anywhere, and in a lot of other areas, very limited time frame.
The bill would allow voters to submit absentee ballots on the weekend, only if they make a formal arrangement with the community clerk. A coalition of groups voiced their objection to the bill on Monday at the Capitol. Martha De La Rosa is director of 9 to 5 Wisconsin.
Voting early is a necessity. It is a necessity in the working class. This process should be simple and readily available for many working families all across the state. Sometimes the weekends is the only time that 9 to 5 members and other working families and other working women are able to take that moment to vote.
Several who spoke called Grothman's bill setting uniform voting hours as an assault on democracy and on efforts to help more citizens vote. He first introduced his plan in October. So far, lawmakers have advanced it along party lines, with Republicans voting in favor and Democrats against. I'm Ariel Vaccaro, 89.7 WUWM.